You still there, Stacy?
I am here.
Yay. Okay. Everybody, it is, I think it's 6:31. Let's call the meeting of the Reeland Alberta Recreation and Park District Board of Directors meeting for Wednesday, January 20th, 2021 at 6:31. Call to order. And at this time, please let the record state that all five directors are here. And I'd like to take a brief moment of silence and opening the meeting in memory of Mr. Don Flesh, who passed away on January 17th. Don was a community newsman. He did his best to provide the community with facts, statistics, and yes, his opinion column, of which he was really good at. Don was always a very staunch supporter of this district, and he'll be missed. And to Don, that's a 30. Can we please take a moment? Thank you. All right, rest in peace, Don. Okay, are there any public comments for items not on the agenda?
I have Bob Bastian here who would like to make a public comment.
Mr. Bob Bastian, we would love to hear your public comment, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, congratulations to all the new officers that were sworn in by Sue Frost, and I hope you have a great new year.
Thank you, sir.
I'm speaking just for myself, not for any elected office I'm in or any organizations. I would like to bring to your attention a project that starts, this is a sewer project that starts out on Rigo Road and goes down Pleasant Grove Road to Reeland Boulevard and down to M Street where the archway is, and then turns west to West 6th Street and goes into Elkhorn Boulevard where it connects to the main interceptor. This is going to cause a tremendous traffic problem in Rio Linda and Alberta. And I'm alerting this elected board that this is a proposal by developers in Sutter County. And it's currently in the works. And you certainly should take a look at it. I have emailed a copy of the project to your vice president. I've asked her to turn it over to your administrator and the rest of the board. Please take a look at it because it's going to impact Rio Linda and Alberta tremendously. As a sidebar, I understand that no connections will be made in our area. All the connections will be made in Sutter County. Please understand this is a Sutter County development and they have no facilities for sewer up there for housing development. And I think it's my obligation as an elected board member to let another elected board member know that this is being done right now in Sacramento County and Sutter County. The other thing I wanted to talk about was the Ray Antonelli Memorial Bench dedication. It was truly outstanding. Outstanding, everyone involved. I am a life lion. I've been a Lion for many years. I was there. And there's one thing, I want to congratulate the committee to put that together. It was done well. The bench is beautiful. Thank you for doing that for Ray and Nita. There's one thing I wanted to bring out. Ray Antonelli made that his project to restore the depot. And he assigned Lion Roger Mitchell as his chairperson. Roger Mitchell put a lot of effort and a lot of work into that. I was there with Roger when we did the demo on the foundation with the backhoe, and Roger took a lot of the American River rock for history. Doug Olsey gave money for this project. I mean, he was an important part of it, Congressman Olsey. But again, I want to thank you for doing that for Ray Antonelli. He's a wonderful Lion, and Nita and the family. And I want to thank that family, Antonelli family, for the great support to the Reeland Lions Club. Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate you listening to me. And Happy New Year.
Thank you, Bob. Happy New Year. Is there anybody else? Bob, did you have anything?
No, I'm
sorry.
I'm
just soaking
up the knowledge.
Nothing? Okay. Okay, then we'll move on to the consent. I'll enter.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Director Moore.
I will make a motion to approve the consent calendar items 1 through 10.
1 through 8.
Sorry. Went right. Well, why? Let's just do all of it. No, sorry. 1 through 8.
I'll second that, Bastion.
Thank you. That was Stacy. Okay. I would just like to pull number 7 out of that. The administrator's report. It's just typo, Mike, on page 55. Please let me know when everybody's there.
Hang on. Page 55?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody there?
Yep.
No, is anybody not there?
There you go.
Okay. All right, number 7. Mike, you just misspelled Safeka 3 times.
I did. I keep on trying to add that E in
Safe California there 3 times in that.
So. I will fix that into the draft for to be signed and get that taken care of. I don't know why it keeps on doing that. It won't come up on autocorrect anymore. Yeah. Dan's put it up to me. I've been doing it a lot lately. I will get that fixed.
Okay. That's it. So there's a motion and a second to approve 1 through 7 with the minor typos. Roll call. Bastion?
Yes.
Charlie? Moore?
Aye.
Jerry?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
McDaniel, aye. Thank you, everybody. Okay, number 8, approval of resolution 20-21. Mike?
Yes, this is
20-21-1.
Yeah, got it. Sorry, pulling up the wrong part. This is a resolution from item 9, I'm sorry. For the appointment of the board members to standing committees. So as you're aware, the chairperson of the board appoints members to both standing and county committees at the first meeting in January every year. Policy 4035 is attached to this, which defines the administrative and finance, the planning, the safety and security, and the fire truck firehouse as standing committees. We also have board members who serve on both the Dry Creek Parkway Committee as administered by the county and the Special District Advisory Committee for LAFCO that's administered by LAFCO.
Okay, the chair will entertain a motion for approval.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I have that under general business is number 9. Number 8 is under...
number 9, consent. Yeah, the assignments.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm sorry. Like I told you, brain fog.
That's okay. Totally understand.
2021-02, Mike.
Yes. I'm caught up. I was in the same spot for a second. And then, yeah, I'm there. It's still the
okay. Committee.
So we're looking for a motion and a second for discussion on the committee assignments.
Chair will entertain a motion.
So I'll make a motion for discussion.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you, Lisa. Okay. Is everybody ready?
Are we going to discuss?
Yes.
Okay. Can I discuss?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I just want to say that I am happy to be on safety and security for, I believe, the fifth year in a row. I would like to have some ability to be appointed to either admin and finance or park planning in the future. I feel like, you know, staying on the same committee for year after year after year isn't useful in terms of contributing to the board or to the district. And I think that we should strive to all of us, I believe, according to what I've learned in our good governance classes, to be on as many different committees as we can and rotate through them so that we can all learn about all of the various parts of the district. So I'd just like to put that request in. Thank you.
Okay. How about I announce what I had decided, then we can discuss if people are interested in swapping. How does that sound?
That's fine.
Okay.
I just wanted to put that in there because, like I said, it's been 5 years.
Hey, we're a democracy here. So admin finance, I was putting you with Jerry and you chair, Charlie. Park planning, I was going to remain on that and put with Stacy. Safety and security, I was putting you with you as chair, Charlie, with Lisa. And then firehouse was going to be Morris and Huffines with Morris being chair. So that's what
Thank
I have.
You.
That's what I have listed. I don't know if anybody has any runs, drips, or errors on that, but
okay. Becky, I'm sorry.
Yes, Lise.
I was going to say because you didn't have that in the packet previously, right? You just have it what you're doing now because I think maybe
Correct.
People are seeing the old one from.
People are looking at the old stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
I didn't see it in my packet. I wasn't sure where they were.
It's in the package. I'm sorry for interrupting. What's in the package is the 2020 lineup.
Okay, I just wanted to see that. No, everything sounds great to me, Becky. Thank you.
So once again, I will repeat. Admin and finance will be Director Moore and Huffines with Director Moore as chair. I will remain on planning as chair with Stacy Bastian. Safety and security will be Lisa Morris and Charlie Moore with Lisa as chair. And firehouse will be Huffines and Morris with Morris as chair. Everybody got that? Good night, everyone. What, Stace?
Oh, I just had a question. So as you all know, I'm pretty passionate about safety and security. So there are some goals that I still want to accomplish that I wasn't able to accomplish as of right now, whether it be COVID or so I just want to confirm we're not allowed to attend those safety and security meetings if we're not on the committee. Is that correct?
You can attend. You cannot make any comment.
Correct.
Sorry, Chair.
No. You can attend. You just can't sit up, you know, where facial expressions or something might misconstrued what's going on. Yes, you may. You just have to be there in your personal being as the public, I guess, if that makes sense.
Well, not really even as the public. Sorry, don't mean to interrupt. But if you're there as public, that's different than being there as a board member, which you are. And the reason you can't say anything is because it would be a majority.
Correct.
Gotcha.
I just meant.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only one that I've been working on some stuff, so.
I'll pass it on to one of the other, you know, get it to Mike, I guess. Because I didn't hear back from anyone, and
I didn't get an email or anything. So
I kind of mentioned at the last meeting. Let me know if anybody has anything you want to be on. I did say that at the last meeting, after I was denoted, you know, made chair. So, Okay, we're moving on to Board of Directors comments.
Hang on one second, Chair. We still have a motion on the floor that needs to be voted on, and we still have another item in general business.
Oh, yeah, 10. Okay.
But item 9 has a motion made by Vice Chair Bastian that was seconded by Director Moore.
Correct. Okay, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Jerry?
No.
Jerry?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the motion carries 4-1. All right, resolution approving the mid-year budget adjustments for fiscal year 2020-2021. It's getting ugly, Mike.
We're almost there. We're officially just past the halfway point. As the board is aware, the budget is always a moving and growing or shrinking document. Right now we are, Deanne and I have worked with the Administration Finance Committee for this year's budget adjustments, which we put into a resolution and we're ready to forward if the board so approves. It's, and I'll turn it over to Deanne anywhere where I make a mistake. You'll notice on the second page, there's a breakdown on every single funding line. It is $41,700, which is, considering we're in a COVID year, a little bit better than we thought we would be because a lot of these are COVID-19 expenses, or some of these are COVID-19. Now, the big ticket item number one is actually just basically transfer funds that we have to show for SAFCA, for the SAFCA account. And that's basically all the man hours with the new contract that we're working with SAFCA. So that was not budgeted because we wrote the budget before we approved the contract last year. So that's the big ticket item. But once again, that's dollars in from the SAFCA account that we bill out to them. So we have to reflect it, but it will not come out of the bottom line. The rest of them is what's reflected on the bottom line. And this will carry us through to the end of the 2020-2021 fiscal year. And Deanne may have other information. Or
nope. No. You did that. You said it all.
Does anyone from the Admin Finance Committee have anything to add?
Did you want us to talk about what we spoke about in our meeting on the 12th?
Yes, I mean, right, yeah, pertaining to this item. Any concerns come up with you guys?
Well, the only thing that we kind of had concerns about was our insurance. That price went up. I guess Mike said he applied for the CARE Act money. He's going to reapply for that. Then we spoke about the water, because the water bill was high. And I guess Mike said he was going to check to see if there's any leaks. You know, if it continues, we'll see what our next bill states. If not, he'll contact the water district to make sure we don't have any leaks anywhere. But there were water shut off in some of the parks. We do have to keep, I guess, the water on for Rio Linda because of the trees, to make sure they're watered. And let's see, I think that was pretty much it, what we discussed, and we discussed the mid-year. So we really didn't, besides those things there, we really didn't see too much.
Okay, so the water is off in all the parks except where it need be to water trees.
Right.
Okay, do any of the other four directors have anything to say, or three? Okay, hearing nothing, Chair, entertain motion second, and let's get this thing passed.
I would move that we approve the mid-year budget adjustments and adopt resolution number 2021-03, amending fiscal year budget 2020-2021.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Was that you, Director Bastian?
Yes, it was.
Okay, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Huffines?
Aye.
Bastian?
Aye.
McDaniel? Aye. That's 5-0. Thank you. Okay. We don't need to go over the committee minutes. Anybody have any questions or comments about the minutes from the committees? Okay, nothing that. We'll go on to board of director comments. Stacy, you get to go first.
Hey. First and foremost, I want to thank all of staff for all the work that they're doing through this difficult time. I just really appreciate you guys and everything that you're going through. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I also just wanted to thank Lisa and Charlie who came out to Ray Appenelli's the bench dedication and everyone from staff that worked on that. It was really a great day and beautiful weather, and everything just turned out amazing. So thank you to everyone that had a part in that. I also just wanted to bring up some safety and security issues. I've had numerous phone calls, numerous messages. I know Mike is aware of them, but we have a lot of issues going on at Bay Best. I know it's not in our park, but it's actually transferring over to our park as far as drug dealings, etc. So there is quite a bit. I visited the site on Saturday. There's quite a bit of motorhomes, vehicles, and just a total and complete mess going on the street by Bed Best Park. You can actually see it from there. So what I'm hearing from residents is they're actually going into the park at night to sell drugs, et cetera, at the parking lot. So I know Sac Sheriff is aware, Fulton El Camino Police Department is aware. There's numerous calls into 311 regarding the issue on the street. It is Sac County property, so I'm hoping that Sac County will get involved and try to have a resolution for these residents over there. It's quite a nuisance. I have told them to call Mike Heller. I've also told them to call 311, and for any in-progress issues, to call Sac Sheriff. And they have all agreed to do that. So I'm hoping we have a resolution. I was actually going to ask if we could have a safety and security meeting to discuss these issues, because I see so much going on, especially I know Tim and his staff are doing an amazing job trying to do something about the needles, but all of a sudden there has been a huge increase in needles around this area, and it's pretty scary. So I want to thank Tim and his staff for, you know, taking that on, because it's just a huge liability. I don't like to see it. And to me, I know law enforcement has their hand tied, but I'm hoping if we can get together with Sac Sheriff, the county, and Fulton El Camino, we can come up with some kind of resolution or some kind of understanding for the residents near our parks. My other issue that I wanted to discuss, some good news, actually. I know we had there was some security issues with vehicles, etc., over at Roland Elementary School, and I want to give a big shout out to Twin Rivers Police Department, as they basically have started, I'm not going to say the time intervals, but being very frequent over there. And I have to say that we have had like zero problems with their frequency going over there as far as their presence. So I want to thank them, and it just shows that presence works. There's a lot of people over there. I've been over there a lot, enjoying that area. So as far as any issues that were over there, they seem to be slowing down, thanks to Twin Rivers PD. And I think that was it. I hope we can find a solution for this homeless, this trash, because it's really putting our staff at risk. And I know it's putting our law enforcement at risk, and I know it's so hard for them to kind of be in the situation where their hands are tied. I would also like to end my comments just thanking SAC Sheriff Deputy Adam Gibson for his service and K-9 Riley. Deputy Adam Gibson was just an amazing man and an amazing officer and just an amazing family man. You couldn't find any better. So I want to thank him from his service and K-9 Riley as well. So thank you, everyone, for everything you do. Stay safe out there, and hopefully we can work on keeping our residents safe near our parks.
Thank you, Stace.
Stacy, his end of watch was the 19th or the 18th. Was it Sunday or Monday when that happened?
It was in the Monday morning hours.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Super Secretary Charlie Moore.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to, first of all, I don't know if this is the appropriate place to offer it, but I am willing to swap with Stacy if she wants to get back on the safety and security. I don't know what one you were appointed to, Stacy, but I would be perfectly happy to swap and let you get back on there. I do know how passionate you are about that. So I don't know, Madam Chair, how to go about that, but if that's appropriate, I'm perfectly willing. So with that said, let me say that I also was at the Antonelli bench dedication. It was very well attended. A lot of charioteers were there. It was really, really a beautiful day. The sun was warm, and it was just a lovely day. And the crowd was really good. I was glad to see the turnout for Ray. He deserves every bit of it. He did so much for our community in many, many different ways, not just through the Park District, but through schools and through Historical Society and the car shows and everything that he did. So I just want to thank him, thank the community for recognizing him and for getting that bench done. I think it's a beautiful bench, and it looked great. I'm going to just put this in. We would not have to worry about a sewer line that doesn't even serve our community ripping up Rio Linda Boulevard from the county line to Elkhorn Boulevard. I'm sorry, to Alverta Road, I guess. I'm not sure how far south it goes, but be that as it may, we wouldn't have to worry about that if we were incorporated as a independent city. That would be up to us at that point. We would have had a seat at the table for that planning, and we would have known about it. It is distressing, to say the least, that we have no power over what happens in our community. I hope that it doesn't go all the way to the arches and disturbs the arches, but I fear it might. And with that said, Madam Chair, I hope you continue to improve. It's a tough thing to have, and I know several people that have had it. One of them, Mr. Rezik, has recovered very well, but I know other people who are not recovering well. It's taking them a long, long time. So my advice is to don't push it, rest, and do the best you can.
Thank you so
and
much.
And that's all.
Thank you so much. Lisa.
Morris? Yes, kind of ditto to my fellow directors. I just want to say thank you to the Lions for actually putting together Ray Antonelli bench dedication. It was really nice. Our staff was there. They did a great job. Maintenance crew did a great job with the cement platform that it sits on. And it was a very nice day. And I just want to thank Mike for keeping us in the loop with COVID, keeping up to date with our next steps or what our next steps are going to be. And just thanks to all the staff and everyone, stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you, please. Mr. Huffines.
Yeah, you guys covered just about everything. I'd thank Mike and Dan and all the office staff for all their hard work. Tim, you got some rain and some sunshine around the corner. You guys are going to be busy. Keep those parks looking nice, and everybody stay safe and healthy. hopefully one day we'll get through this virus and it'll hopefully come to an end. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Good comments. Thank you. Thanks everybody for your support. I've had this crap since December 12th. So I was actually over the basic COVID by the 23rd of December, but sadly I got the pneumonia with it. So my lungs are still fighting the battle through it, but I'm about 88 to 90% now. So I can finally see that light at the end of the tunnel. So thank you for your support. Sad and I couldn't be there Saturday, but there's just no way fighting through this COVID mess that I would want to be there, subject anybody, right? Even though I'm over it, it just wasn't a good idea. My doctor wants me in as much as possible. Stacy, thank you so much for honoring our officers. I was just so tired of blue lives being lost. I guess that's the easiest way to put it. Thank you, Mr. Bastian, for your comments about the pipeline. I know Mike will be on top of that. And then lastly, we had received an email from Mike about a concerned resident along Front Street that we'll be addressing in a couple committees and in front of the whole board on the agenda at next board meeting. I did stay, Director Bastian, I had already sent emails to all of our board supervisors about the issues around Babe Best. It's a travesty what's occurring nationwide that we can't do anything about the serious homelessness that it's, you know, people are constantly, we're picking on homeless. We don't want them in our park. It's like, no, it's what they're leaving behind. You know, as Mike stated to us, somebody's throwing human feces in one of our bins at the community center. That's not okay. The needle epidemic. And Mike, I don't know if there's a way. I was thinking about, I think it should come from the whole board, but I would like to hear everybody's comments on it. I would like for Sacramento County Board of Supervisors to allocate monies to us for sharp containers that we can put throughout our community to try to minimize this. And I know they steal them all the time. Full Nail Camino, we have them in the bathroom. And when a junkie wants a fix and they don't have a needle, they just start ripping it off the wall. But possibly some public planning to put some in and around with the work with the chamber and work with some other businesses to, you know, put them on post, to put some of them around. But I'm turning to the Board of Supervisors. I think it's their responsibility because they're the ones, you know, and the governor basically, because they're the ones who are allowing this to go on. And the whole communities are suffering the consequences. So I'll save that too for planning, but I just kind of wanted to put it out there to everyone to just kind of think about. We need to come up with a community plan. And we need to start hammer it with a sledgehammer and not a ball peen hammer anymore. With the rates going up at the dump, you know, more and more garbage is being dumped along our streets by people. There's repercussions for cost increases that they don't see in all of our communities. So with that, thank you. I'm looking forward to a good, healthy year for everybody. Please be cautious. Even when you grocery shop and you're covered to the nines, it can happen. And with that, we will adjourn at 7:04 PM.
Great job, Ms.
Good to see you guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you all, good night.
Good night.
Right.
Good night. Good night.